From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi, everyone. My name is Jake Longwell. It's great to have your company once again. Welcome to another hour of The Best in Jazz. We'll open the program with reed man Jerome Richardson. He plays flute and tenor sax on this session, and we'll hear him playing flute on this track. He's joined by Kenny Burrell on guitar, Jimmy Cleveland, trombone, Hank Jones, piano, Joe Benjamin, bass, and Charlie Persip on drums, a session recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's New Jersey studio in 1961 and released as the album Midnight Oil on the Prestige label. And this piece is Lyric. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's music from Herb Ellis on guitar, from an album from the early 90s called Roll Call. It was his first album for the Justice label. After leaving Concord Records, he was signed to Concord from 1973 to 1988. This is a more blues-oriented session, with Mel Ryan on organ, Jake Hanna on drums, and a couple of special guests, including on that track, veteran jazz violinist Johnny Frigo. That was Detour Ahead. Before that, a classic from the Miles Davis songbook, Tune Up, as played by pianist Sergio Salvatore. It's the title track from his second album as a leader, and this album is very impressive not only for the playing, but at the time, Sergio was just entering his teens. He just turned 13 when this album was released. His debut album, released the previous year when he was 12 years young. And he's gone on to an outstanding career as a jazz pianist. And some impressive musicians backing him up here, including Chick Corea in some piano duets, also Gary Burton vibes, Will Kennedy and Danny Gottlieb drums, and Jay Anderson and Jay Leonard basses. Again, we heard Tune Up, the title track from Sergio Salvatore. And we began the set with music from Jerome Richardson on flute on that track, Lyric, from Midnight Oil, from 1961. We'll begin this set with another reed player and another session from the early 60s, this time the debut album from Paul Horn, featured on alto sax, flute, and clarinet. This piece will find him on alto, with Paul Maurer on piano, Emil Richards, vibes, Jimmy Bond, bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. The album Something Blue. And this piece will feature three different phrases that will be performed consistently, alternating. The first is a 12-bar phrase in 4-4 time, then an 8-bar phrase in 6-8, and a final 8-bar phrase in 4-4 once again. The piece is called Half and Half.
you think about the fee or charges? Just reverse the charges. Say that you'll be mine. When you talk to me, makes no difference how the bill enlarges. I'll accept the charges. Just reverse the charge. Oh, I tell you I love you. What more can I say? Please say that you love me in the same sweet way. When each day is done and the shadows of the night are falling, I'll await your calling. Just reverse the charge. You'll be mine. When you talk to me, makes no difference how the bill enlarges. I'll accept the charges. Just reverse the charge. Oh, I tell you I love you. What more can I say? Please say that you love me in the same sweet way. When each day is done and the shadows of the night are falling, I'll await your calling. Just reverse the charge.
Thank you.
That's a trio fronted by guitarist Steve Herberman, with Tom Baldwin on bass and Mark Ferber on drums. From a 2008 release on Reach Music called Ideals, we heard the opening track, This Is New. In addition to being a jazz guitar player, Steve is also a jazz educator in the Washington, D.C. metro area. The vocal in the set came courtesy of Etta Jones from her 1963 album Holler, another session recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's studio. And she's backed by different groups depending on the track that you are listening to. On this track, she was joined by Jimmy Neely on piano, Michael Mulia on bass, and Rudy Lawless on drums. It was Reverse the Charges. And we got things underway with Paul Horn on alto sax, leading his quintet through Half and Half, from a 1960 album called Something Blue, an album produced by David Axelrod. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. My name is Jake Longwell. It's a pleasure to present great jazz for you each and every week. I hope you enjoy listening to the music as much as I enjoy playing it for you. You can send your feedback about the program by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website is available for you anytime at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll open this set with some solo piano from Chick Corea. I mentioned him earlier in connection with a Sergio Salvatore recording. At the time, both artists were recording for the GRP label. Now, a lot of jazz purists, I think, dismiss GRP records as being a smooth contemporary jazz label only, but they have released some great straight-ahead acoustic jazz over the years. And Chick was mainly releasing electric jazz albums for GRP, but in 1994 they issued a purely solo piano date called Expressions. And from that we'll listen to the Gershwin classic, Someone to Watch Over Me.
Thank you.
That's music from Frank Morgan on alto sax, from an album he released on Antilles in the early 90s called You Must Believe in Spring. It's a series of duets for alto sax and piano, and he's joined by several different pianists, including Kenny Barron, Tommy Flanagan, Barry Harris, Roland Hanna, and the one we heard, Hank Jones. We heard the closing track, Duke Ellington's Come Sunday. Before that, the Montgomery brothers, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Buddy Montgomery on piano, Monk Montgomery on bass, and they're joined by Bobby Thomas on drums. An interesting note about this session, Buddy was also going to play vibes on some of the tracks, but the vibraphone wasn't functioning properly for some reason, so he had to stick to piano. A session from 1961 called Grooveyard, we heard Just For Now. And at the top of the set, Chick Corea, Someone to Watch Over Me, from the album Expressions, solo piano. It's a collection of American pop standards, as well as some jazz pieces from the likes of Bud Powell and Thelonious Monk, and some Korea originals. The album, as a whole, is dedicated to the memory of pianist Art Tatum. And that rounds out this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you again for joining me. It's been a pleasure. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.